Hi, welcome back. It's Deanne on the Deanne Brawley Show live on RBN. Call us 800-313-9443. We're at the second hour of this broadcast in regards to Oklahoma City. New light is shed on this case. There was affidavits put out stating that Timothy McVeigh was an insider agent. But then now is a big gag order on it. Make sure that nobody is able to get any information out, so this case will go nowhere like they have done with so many other cases. But should this go bye-bye? No. I think the people here, listen, 171 people died in this incident. There's been over 3,000 or more people that they know that died in World Trade Center, and I think these cases need a special prosecutor. What do you think? Now, going back to something I found, and I'm going to ask both my guests about this, in the U.S. District Court of Columbia, I don't have a case number. I'm not sure if this was filed, but I'm looking at it. There was a complaint that had a number of people that were victims of the Oklahoma City bombing, the families. And then also the plaintiff in this case, interesting enough, is the Republic of Iraq. Now I'm looking at this particular case, and it mentions under procurement activities, it talks about the half-brother of Hussein being involved with and attending a meeting in London in 1987, during which a fuel additive company in Oklahoma City was targeted for acquisition. Now, it goes on talking about this procurement of this company, and it mentions Iraq and Libya, and it talks about it had key elements of a weapon of mass destruction program involved in Oklahoma City. Now, this is a part of a lawsuit that I'm looking at that I don't know what happened with it. I got to research it more and bring some more information out about it. But one part of it speaks of Ramzi Youssef, the gentleman that was involved with the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. It talks about his contact with Terry Nichols in Cebul City. And it talks about how a one-way ticket was purchased on December 9th, and it goes on, and it talks about many things that you, maybe if you Google it and look into it, you will see what I'm talking about. But there's reference of Iraq tied to the Mirror building. How? Why? John, do you know anything about this, or do you know anything of the guy?
Connections and so many schemes going on at this time and date, it's just unbelievable. And the people going and coming from Oklahoma City, there were people going and coming from Little Rock, Arkansas. I mean, on the same time and day, they were supposed to take out the TCBY building in Arkansas, the Arkansas State Capitol. But the head of Arkansas State Capitol Security, a guy named Darrell S. Hedden, the head of Arkansas State Capitol Security, he surrounded the Arkansas State Capitol and didn't allow them to attack that building on that day. So I'm saying things can be stopped when people get concerned and want them to be stopped. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they swore to me that the bomb wasn't going to go off. The bomb did go off. All the bombs in the building, many of them went off. Many of them did not go off. The site was unsafe. They wouldn't even let people in the rescue people come around the building for a while because they said there were unexploded bombs. Those were some of the bombs that were illegally stored in the building by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Well, we're going to break and we'll be back, and we're going to have a comment from Janie. Just think, like I said, it could happen again. There's no control here. The country is out of control. We'll be back after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
And it's Deanne on RBNLive.com. And join me Monday through Friday on TruthRadio.com from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. If you want to call me direct, it's 630-812-0171. Email is dn.burley@gmail.com. If you want to make a contribution to this broadcast, do it through PayPal using dn.burley@gmail.com, and it will come to the broadcast. By the way, folks, I just want to read something to show you how bad this situation is. It's illegal to observe the government, and Illinois state law prohibits activity that monitors the government. In preparation for his documentary film, which was broadcast on public TV, Patrick Thomason was filming police as they made traffic stops. The police seized his film, and the district attorney charged the scaffold with eavesdropping. It's disturbing. The rights of people to be monitored, observed, and collect documentation on the operation of their government should be written into every state constitution. How can we maintain, the article says, a democracy if activities that doesn't interfere with the police or government operation is deemed is illegal? Now, the thing is that they can watch you, all these cameras up in the walls and floors and whatever. They can watch and eavesdrop on you very easily, but if you eavesdrop and watch them, then watch out. You can be prosecuted. Now, should that be? No, because the thing is, like these cases we're talking about, these cases need to be monitored and watched very carefully by every civilian and citizen. Look at what happened to John Peeler's son. Who was in the court then to monitor why the heck the court system allowed his son to be locked up for 10 years where there was no forensic evidence, no body, no crime scene or anything? Nobody watched that case, and it's still, and the guy's locked up. And the thing is, it won't be reopened because they refuse to do it. That, you know, what is that? Is that law or is that anarchy? Look what's happening right now with this lady and all the other victims of Oklahoma City. They want an open case. They want to find out what's going on. There's an attorney that was involved with bringing out this investigation, and he was the one that got the allegations and things that came from Nichols and gagged, ordered up. Now, why did he do this? Because of the fact that he is a decent man, a good attorney, and he knows there was something very vastly wrong because, you know what, his brother was murdered in jail. They said he killed himself, but how many people that kill themselves, do you know, beat themselves up and have bruises on their feet and the back of their legs and all over their body? And he hung himself. How nice. Another one. And now the case of what was brought forth in regards to a grocery store owner having the possibility of maybe radiation. Now, the radiation could have came from the building. Now, did they check the ground? Did they look into that? We're going to ask our guests if they did any checking in the ground. I doubt it, seriously. But, you know, radiation stays in the ground and it can still be checked. But nobody's going to do that. Of course not. Now, the thing is, though, we're going to talk to John Peeler about the methods they use to kill people. And some of them happen to be that they can place things in areas, in buildings and things, to give you radiation poison. Remember the Russian guy that just died of high levels of radiation? Now, just think about that. Now, John, am I right on this? That it could have been?
The only thing you're wrong at so far is calling people a gentleman that are not gentlemen. Randy Bishop is not a gentleman. I'm not a gentleman. I'm not trying to be funny. But
okay.
I'm saying another thing you say is about investigations. Now, there's been all kind of investigations done. Let me give you an example. Judy and Floyd Radcliffe of the Lady Godiva Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they gave the FBI the tapes they had in their camera that was in the lady's dressing room. They gave the tapes of the lady talking about the high roller saying that he's going to be famous and go down in history and so forth. And, you know, when the feds investigate the feds, very little gets done. You know, the blue code of silence and so forth. And now, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but I do not have immunity from prosecution. Now, oftentimes when I come on your show, I get invited to go down to the FBI headquarters. And I have taken 3 polygraph tests since I've been on your show at the FBI headquarters, and I've passed all these polygraph tests. You know, it's against the law to lie to the federal government. I mean, you know how it is. You know, that's how some people go to prison and so forth. Like, you know, this lady that had the tax problems and so forth, she didn't get it for the tax problems. She got it for lying to federal agents. It's against the law to lie to federal agents. You know that. But I'm saying, the deal is they've given me 3 polygraph tests. I've passed all 3 polygraph tests. They've given me many polygraph tests, but since I started coming on your show, I've had 3 really good ones. And I'm saying they were really clever, and, I mean, they had the pro from Washington, D.C. to come down, and, you know, it was kind of humorous in a sad way that the federal government, the New World Order, is all involved in this thing. It's a terrible thing. I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Radiation is one of the best poisons there is. One of the guys that I framed years ago that I apologized to was a guy named Pastor Tony Alamo, www.alamoministries.com. He wrote a real nice newsletter about, they told me if I was unable to frame, I finally managed to get him for tax evasion, but if I couldn't get him for tax evasion, they wanted me to murder the man. And he's a man of God, and he helps all kind of people out around the world, and he's a wonderful guy. And I just couldn't see what he was doing wrong. And, I mean, as hard-hearted as I was at the time, I'm trying to get right with God now, because any day now, they can kill me. You know, an airplane can fall out of the sky on top of my head right now while I'm talking to you, and that could happen. And, you know, your listeners know that. But I'm saying,
yeah, and then,
there's been two ladies trying to write books about my son's case, and so far both of them are backed down because the feds have leaned on them so hard, and they've had so many problems in their life, and with their phones and their checking accounts and everything in their life, when they started trying to talk to me, started going wrong.
Well, that happened to me a few weeks ago. They were messing with my bank account again out here, and I had to threaten them. But, you know, it goes through a cycle. They do that. I think at one point they may have put some radiation in my home, and I told you about that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that what they do this to shut you up and shut you down because they don't want anyone to be awakened. The public,
exactly,
they want to keep them asleep and stupid to them.
Right.
Now, Katie,
I wrote a letter to Terry Lynn Nichols, and it came back deceased, the letter. Stamped deceased, and I've still got the letter.
It's unreal. Janie?
Yes?
Okay, what do you have to say about these things that we're talking about here? Well, you know, what is your opinion is going on that, you know, your information, you've been out there fighting this for, you know, God, you know, what is it, 12?
Well, it's
boy.
Been almost 12 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what is your opinion of what's going on? You took this to everybody, right?
Oh yeah, I've spoken with Bill. I spoke with Bill Clinton. That's when he was still president. I wrote two letters to Senator Orrin Hatch. I wrote Janet Reno. I wrote Louis Free. All of these people, I was requesting a congressional investigation into the bombing because something was wrong. You know, a few months after the bombing, they stopped, seemed like the investigation quit. And only two people were in jail, and that was Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. Now, everybody I've talked to, I've gotten letters and phone calls from people. Not one person that saw Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City that Wednesday morning saw him by himself.
Now, the other fascinating thing on this, too, was Bin Laden. Now, Bin Laden's money, you know, despite what people think, he was involved with funding hate groups. That's where his money went in. See, it was funding groups that were involved with many aspects of this, like John Peeler was talking about going back to the 80s. And his situation was he had worked with the skinheads, the Aryan Nation, Ku Klux Klan, and he poured funneled money into that. Then there were operations involved laundering money through real estate, mortgage companies. They were laundering money through every type of venue that they could. And then also there was a reporter I spoke to in California that got wind of the fact they were taking the free food that was being sent overseas and bringing it back here and selling it in poor communities and then taking the proceeds for that and buying weapons with it. So this is all that's been going on going back from the 80s all the way up to all these different activities. Is that not right, John?
Yeah, look at the MENA connection and Bill Clinton and, you know, all the deals that were going down. MENA Airport in Arkansas, weapons were going out, drugs were coming in, they were going all across the United States.
And why do you think they were doing this, John? What was the whole purpose?
The drugs helped to destroy the United States, you know, by getting the young people and young adults and so forth. They mostly were had a lot of marijuana, but mostly cocaine. And cocaine, you know, is a thing that just really tears people up, and it's super psychologically addicting. And that was just tearing up young yuppies and so forth, a lot of young businessmen and so forth. I mean, Roger Cassidy Clinton, we called him Butch Cassidy, the cocaine cowboy. He had a whole airplane full of it that he is busted for, but he was pardoned by William Jefferson Bly, also known as William Jefferson Clinton. When the government investigates the government, little is done. It's going to take the people rising up, like the lady on your show, rising up and getting her friends to demand an investigation.
Well, we're going to break. We'll be back with our guest, John Peeler, and also Janie Coverdale when we return here.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
SBN and RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. And we're talking here with our guest, John Gary Peeler, and we're also Janie Coverdale in regards to Oklahoma City. New factors just came out. It was allegations by Terry Nichols and another gentleman, both of them stating that Timothy McVeigh was an insider, an agent working with a higher-level agent involved in the bombing of these buildings. And then all of a sudden, once this information was received, it was hidden. It's been now placed in a situation in the court system where nobody's going to be able to view it, and it can't be heard. Why? Why is that? Why are they covering up? And this is the thing, too, folks, the parallels of these buildings. Now, the World Trade Center and then Oklahoma City had two factors that were very similar. They had a number of policing agencies in both buildings. One of them happened to be BATF. They were both in both buildings, and both of them had weapons rooms. That means weapons that they confiscated, including bomb equipment or bombs or guns or what have you, were in both the Mirror Building in Oklahoma City, and they were also stored in the World Trade Center. Now, in Building 7 of the World Trade Center, there was also the office of CIA. Somehow, some way, when that building went up, and I saw some pictures, and it's really weird the way that thing happened. But anyway, this CIA office, their computer fried, meaning that the computer just was inoperable. So the CIA had to go across the street and try to get back online through some other company's computer. Why? How is it that security at the times that we need it in this country seem to be very lax? It has nothing to do with watching us, folks. It's something wrong with what's going on, and it seems to be intentional. We need a grand jury investigation of this, and I don't know how this could be accomplished. John, do you have any words of how you can get a grand jury in these cases?
That's a good question, but 3 weeks before the Oklahoma bombing, I wrote letters to the president, everybody up and down the ladder, raised Cain about it, told him, if it's going to happen, please stop it, make sure the bomb don't go off, and all this kind of thing. I talked to Daryl Hedden at the Arkansas State Capitol. He made provisions to guard the Arkansas State Capitol. People at the TCBY building made provisions to go in the TCBY building. The building was evacuated. People were told the day before at the Arkansas State Capitol they didn't have to come in. They didn't come in. About 3 years ago when Muslims were planning on attacking the Arkansas State Capitol, I talked to Daryl Hedden. He got another state. He asked me if I still worked for the government. I told him that I didn't, no longer employed by that agency. And he got another state trooper, went down and arrested the head imam of the Muslim center here in Little Rock. Put him in federal prison. He's still in federal prison. And the deal is, I don't know when he's going to get out or what the charges are or whatever, but they went down, and he went down and arrested this man for plans to fly an airplane into the Arkansas State Capitol. He took the man to jail. As soon as he took him to Pulaski County Jail, the FBI showed up. They said it was an FBI matter. Allegedly, he's in federal custody somewhere, but people are not sure. He's changed his name two or three times. Who knows whether he's in or out or so forth. You know, and you talk about poison.
Probably some of the ones that was running into out here in Chicago.
It could be. But it's very unfortunate that a lot of terrible things. But 3 weeks before the Oklahoma bombing, I wrote letters about it, told people to please stop it. 3 months before the 911 attack, I wrote letters to Mayor Giuliani, the president, all the main officials, the BATF, FBI, CIA, told them to please stop the 911 attack. They did not. That's part of the reason I was put on the carpet. And they asked me, why did you write these letters? And I said, I knew that this had happened, and I was afraid it was going to happen again. It did happen again. They didn't stop it. They knowingly allowed it to happen. They facilitated it. I mean, you know, there's remote control devices on airplanes that can fly airplanes and take over the airplanes. They called it Operation Home Run. Look it up sometime. But there's all kind of things that went wrong. That second airplane did the loop-de-loop. How many buildings went down on the 911 day?
Well, there was three.
Right. Yeah, there were multiple buildings that went down that day. There were only two planes, but there were multiple buildings that went down. Try to go. But anyway, let your guest talk and tell what she wants to do or what she thinks can need. I've tried to do everything I can. My son, like you said, has been down 11 years now. They're using him as leverage against me where I won't talk. You know, they're trying to use him as leverage against me because they know I'm not afraid of dying. But John Christopher Peeler, number 107832, East Arkansas Regional Unit, Post Office Box 180, Brickey, Arkansas, 72320-0180, is doing life without or murder. There's no body, no weapon, no blood, no hair, no forensic evidence, no eyewitness. When they said they were going to charge me with the same crime, I told them when they put me on the stand, I'm going to tell everything I know about Oklahoma, the World Trade Center, Waco, William Jefferson Bly, also known as William Jefferson Clinton. They said, you signed a secrecy act. You can't do that. I said, well, you hide and watch because you're not keeping your bargain. I'm not keeping mine. But let your guest, and I'm sorry that her grandchildren had to pay the price for the government's incompetence.
Yeah, and we'll be right back with Janie when we return here on RBN. This is a nightmare, folks. You could go to their building and you don't know. Don't know. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on RBN. Folks, join me also during the week on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers 800-313-9443. Here's a special announcement. In Chicago, in the month of May, I'm planning on having a candlelight vigil for POWs. We have people all over the United States getting involved, and we need your help and support, too. If you want to coordinate an activity of getting people to Chicago, call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. And this event is going to be beyond the measure of just dealing with the POWs. We're going to do something different, folks. We want a million people here in Chicago. So please, we need your help and support. In addition to, I want to announce that next week we're going to 3 hours on the Deanne Burley Show. Show will go from 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. I mean, so 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. So extra hour for you to call in and listen, spread the word around. We have a caller out of Tennessee. Bob in Tennessee, are you there? Are you there, caller? Oh, hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I've been fine. How are you this evening?
Oh, fine.
Well, first of all, let me say it's a shame that, you know, this type of news is not on where the general public can hear it right now, because, you know, all we're hearing right now is about one lady shaved her head and another one that's a poor family can't decide where to bury her carcass. And we got important things like this that should be brought out, but you'll never hear them.
Yeah, it is a shame, and that's why this alternative press needs to stay up, and we need to keep it going, because the thing is, this is where the truth is being told, and you can hear the real news. You know, the thing is, that what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that it's going to be a possibility to get this aired, Bob? Or you think that we're going to just, you know, talk about it? And it's just going to be history later on for our kids to hear.
Yeah, I believe it's just going to run around this small community of people that really, really look for the truth. You know, it's real easy to be complacent and nuts and go along with what's going on. It's just very few people that seek the truth.
And the thing is scary, too, is our tax dollars is going to this. Everything we buy, everything we spend, everything, you know, we support, our election, we have put these people in office, and they refuse to listen to us, and they do refuse to do the thing that they're supposed to do, which is investigate these cases to protect our rights. And it's not being done. Is that what you're feeling at all, Bob?
Yeah, you've got the foxes investigating the foxes instead of, that's exactly what we've got. I would like to ask your guest, I feel if half of what he said is true, and he seemed sincere to me, I feel for him. I'd like to ask him, at one time I understood that there was a police officer that was one of the first police officers on the scene in Oklahoma City. And he ended up committing suicide after he run through two or three barbed wire fences. Have you ever heard about that, Joe?
Yes, sir. I can't think of his name, but that is correct. There have been a number of policemen that were at the site that have committed suicide, and some of them probably really did because the nightmares and the problems and realizing and knowing as they know what happened. I've known federal agents that have committed suicide. I know there were federal agents at Waco that were shot by other federal agents because they knew too much.
Well, you know, any man that will sit and see children killed, innocent men and women killed,
right?
I think their conscience does finally get to them.
May I say something?
Sure, go ahead, Jamie.
The policeman's name was Terry Yakey. He was the first one on the scene after the bombing. No, he did not commit suicide. He had scars on his wrists where his wrist had been tied, or either he had been handcuffed.
Well, I know they said he committed suicide. He was probably murdered, ma'am. You're correct.
Yes, he was murdered. I knew Terry Yakey.
Right, but they said he committed suicide, and that was the official verdict, but he probably was murdered like a lot of people that allegedly committed suicide are murdered.
And he's
actually
out there.
Job of it. It's a suicide and not a murder. I mean, it's tragic, but you're correct.
His family is trying to get some answers and trying to get to the truth, too.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there's suicide. It's just like these lead suicide bombers that were in this, World Trade Center scenario. There were promised maidens. Come on now, for real. Come on, folks, please, think about this. You're going to die in a fiery plane and get some so-called maidens on the other side of what? This stuff is just stuff they put out there to make you believe lies. This thing has been orchestrated, and it needs to be investigated. And, John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but let me explain to you and your listeners. Oh, a lot of the people I've met in the KKK, the Aryan Nation, the Muslim Islamic Nation, were undercover federal agents pretending to be these people and so forth. If it wasn't for the undercover agents in the KKK would just be a men's organization because they were incapable of doing anything right, getting anything done that they wanted done, these explosions and so forth. till the undercover agents and informants got involved, they weren't getting anywhere.
Well, Bob, I thank you for coming up with the question. Did you
more questions too?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Your guest,
Janie.
Yeah, Dean. He talked about the 9/11. Where was he during 9/11? Now I know he did. He said he did everything he could to prevent it, but where was he physically that day? And I'm not trying to be derogatory from his comments. I know you can only do so much. You can only put yourself so much in harm's way. But man, I'd be up there that day, I guess, waving my arms. I don't know, and I don't know what you were doing. I don't know your situation that day.
Knowing what I know now, I should have at both locations. But the first one, Oklahoma, they swore to me it wasn't going to happen. It did happen. After when 911 was coming up, 3 months before it happened, I did everything. I'd even talked to the BBC and talked to them about it. They talked to me about it. They thought the BBC even thought about sending a reporter up there on the day that it was going to happen. They talked about it, but they did not do it. I did not go up there. If I had been up there, sir, I would have been convicted of being involved in the deal. You see what I'm saying? And they've already framed my son, and he's doing life without for murder. And Governor Mike Huckabee, who's running for president, who's a member of the New World Order and just a real jerk, for 10 years I tried to talk to him. He claimed that I was stalking him. He went and got a gun permit, the governor of Arkansas, and the head of security, Daryl Hedden, said if Mr. Peeler was after you, you'd be dead and I'd be out looking for him, is what he told him. So anyway, he's just a real jerk. But we got a new governor, a Democrat called Mike Beebe. He claims he's investigating the case. He's talked to me. I hope and pray to God that he's as good as he says he is and a decent Christian man. People like you need to get in government and get involved and do things. I've got so many skeletons in the closet, I can't do anything except go to the church on a regular basis and pray to God they don't do the same thing to me and the rest of my family.
Well, Janie, I want your comment, too, here. What do you think the public can do, if anything? What kind of support can they do with what you're going through down there?
You know, we've asked over and over for the public's help. I believe if the public would start writing their congresspeople, maybe some congresspeople would be interested in it, and request an independent investigation into the bombing, because nobody is listening to us. And like I said, I've written the governor of the state. I have written all of our politicians. They don't even answer my letters. The governor, I got a form letter from. I've written Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI now. I wrote him in 2004. He swore that he couldn't answer my questions because it was an ongoing investigation. A few months later, when they found those explosives in Terry Nichols' old house in Harrington, Kansas, that FBI agent said the investigations were closed and weren't going to be open.
That's amazing. John, my co-host is here. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
No, John, we got two Johns.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Did you have any more questions, Bob, at all?
Well, no, I don't want to tie your show up, but, you know, I can easily see how this stuff can happen. I've seen it to a certain extent here in my community, and it's a shame that because these people are a minority, this goes on. Until something like this really wakes up the majority of the people, or a small majority, these people aren't going to get any help. They're not going to get any help, and that's a damn shame, because that ain't the way this country and our legal system is supposed to work. But that's the way it is.
And it shouldn't be the way it is, because we are the people. And they're supposed to represent us. We're not supposed to be controlled by them, you know, in the manner that they just do whatever they want by clout. Thank you very much, Bob, for calling in. And I hope to hear from you again. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. And please pass this around, because the more people listening, maybe we can open their minds and try to get them to see that we have to be responsible here to try to get this stuff changed. John, are you there, my co-host?
I'm here.
Okay, there's another John.
What John are we talking about now?
John Alastasis. John, okay. Are you there?
Hi, Dan, yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm finally waking up here. I sat down and it's nice and warm, and I just woke up. So,
oh, it's okay. We're talking to John Gary Peeler, and we're also talking to Jeannie Coverdale, and she was the one that lost her two grandchildren in Oklahoma City. Do you have any questions you want to ask them?
Well, I've had enough of my own experiences that I realize that these people are in a catch-22 that is just a nightmare. That, you know, if you're going to believe them, you are, and if you aren't, I'm sorry. I can give my own scenario. It's just like if you don't believe in the weather modification, just start paying attention. Go outside and look up, and you'll realize that the clouds aren't normal anymore. You'll realize the color of red is now orange in the morning, when red in the morning or red in the evening. Just start paying attention. Smell the air. Just see the cloud patterns. Watch when the chemtrails are being put down. You can actually see every once in a while a plane will end, and you can watch it fly without any stream behind it, because it doesn't have to leave that big chemtrail cloud behind it. And, you know, there's just so many things going on. They're lying to us. Look at how in the past some of the colleges will have some statistical information up. In our area, we have a college called Colgate College, and it's a kind of an Ivy League school. And they had a thing on the wall to where the athletes from years past would perform, and they had a history from the 50s. And as you look at the thing, the mid-50s, the track and field for running and jumping, the citizens of the college, the students in the mid-50s had better performance than the children today, and yet we're supposedly doing things better and smarter and everything else. But as far as just plain jumping, running, and you know, distance and times, our children back then were healthier and faster, and we're seeing it, but no one's done doing anything about it, and no one's got an explanation for it. And all you got to do is start looking around and start paying attention. There's flags all over the place, and I apologize for the lives you people have had to live, because it's not easy. You're seeing things, you're talking, you're screaming, you've done nights and days of what do I do? And there is not always an answer. And
well, the thing that's really scary here, John, is this. You know, is this like the thing I told you happened with me, you know, out here in Chicago, you know? And you have so many of these people that are insiders. And the thing is to try to get the general public to understand and believe. They think everybody is lying. They don't believe in anything unless it comes out of mainstream press. I mean, not the folks that listen to this broadcast and the ones that are on the other side of the equation, but the rest of the folks out there have been pre-programmed to believe in the stupid. I mean, you got things on television right now that people are putting all their faith in. You have music videos that are just basically teaching our kids things that are totally wrong, sexual things. Little kids are looking at this. And the thing is, our morals, everything is going out the window, and they're bombarding us with this so that we cannot focus on things that we need to focus on, which is the fact that our government itself is being downed. This is the most worst time I've ever seen in history for African Americans. This is worst time I've seen in history for all Americans, including whites, Hispanic, and everything you want to think of out here. Because the thing is that they have used every mechanism to create a venue to basically down this whole country and take away our civil rights and freedoms, take away our Constitution, take away everything that we hold account to protect us from tyranny. I mean, this lady right now that's here is here. Janie had lost her grandkids. She should be able to go in court and file something. And a judge that has some common decency, logic, and the law should have been able to look at the fact there is something totally wrong with this here. Same thing with John Peeler. His son is incarcerated in jail. And there was a judge there that knew there was no crime scene, no forensic evidence, no blood, nothing. And then he's going to rule in this case that there was a murder, that this man committed a murder and sentenced him to life to jail. Now, there are other people out here. There was a guy in Chicago. He had cut the head off of his wife and dismembered her into little pieces and sent her body all over the countryside. And the thing was, the judge let him go and said he was temporarily insane. That was a murder. But then that was considered a temporary insane situation. But then when somebody kills how many people in different buildings and stuff, they won't even investigate. And then with John Peeler's case, there was absolutely no crime scene, and his son's in jail for 20 years, for life. For life. How the hell does that go on? Folks, wake up. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not a...
Hi, we're back, and we're on RBN. And this is Deanne. And folks, we're talking here with John Gary Peterler. And we're also talking, sorry about my voice, John Gary Peeler, former FBI, CIA, BATF agent. We're also here with Janie Coverdale. And I want to ask Janie a couple of questions before the end of the broadcast. Now, is there a website do you have or any way that people can contact you?
No, I don't. Because I don't even have a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to add you onto my site, and anybody who wants to contact her and put support to her, you can contact her through my site, which is Deanne. I'm sorry. I get so many emails. It's clearblogs, with an S, .com/ Deanne Burley's Radio Club. If you go on there, I'm going to add her on in the next week, and if you want to email her, I'm going to have a thing on the site where you click on and just leave your comments for her, and if you can help her in her quest and the people in Oklahoma City, please do so. Because we need people all over to start a letter-writing campaign and send these letters in. In fact, forget the letters. They're not taking letters into Congress and Senate anymore because of the anthrax scare. So what you need to do is email your Congress and senators of all the states and say and demand that they open up an investigation of Oklahoma City. And also demand that the fact they'll take off this seal off of this investigation and information on the two letters that came in from Terry Nichols and the other gentleman.
David Paul Hammond.
You need to ask them to remove the thing of making this, what do you call it? I can't even think anymore. Classified case, you know, a case that's not going to be allowed the public eyes and not allowed a hearing. We can do this. If we write enough letters and say that we want an investigation and we want this opened up to the public, we can do this. We need to send as many emails as we can into Congress and senators and let them know that we don't want these cases covered and hidden anymore. We want them to continue with the investigation. Now, Janie, is there anything else you want to say here?
Yes, there is. After I had ridden everybody and asked for their help and got nothing, after Terry Nichols' state trial was over, he was still in prison here in the state of Oklahoma. I wrote him a letter, and I said, "Now that God has seen fit to spare your life again, it's time for you to tell the truth. It's time for you to tell what really happened." Terry Nichols wrote me back. And he has been writing me ever since. And he's been promising me that he was going to tell the truth.
And do you feel he had remorse for what happened?
I think so, because one letter I got, he said, "For all the sorrow and heartache I've caused you and your family, please forgive me."
Well, we're going to break. In fact, is this a break or the end? No, this is the end of the show. I'm sorry. We're ending right now. Next week, 3 hours. Thank you very much, John Peeler. And thank you, Janie. And thank you, John Alastasis. Good night to everyone.
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you. Who knows if we were chosen for times such as this to quote Esther on Purim next week.
We'll be back, folks. Take care. Next week.
You got headaches?